Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tonight you're mine.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for being here. This is our breast cancer awareness program that we've conducted every year now for several years with members of our Brain Trust who are breast cancer survivors. Judith Glazer, Joan Pride, Lois Geller. And ladies, thank you so much for being here. We heard from all three of them in the last segment. You're going to continue to hear from them. But Judith, first, I want you to tell a story that you have something to say about your family.
Yeah, so it turns out that we went for testing and we found out that our family has at least three generations of a BRCA2 gene. And so my brother had cancer on his face. I had breast cancer, and then
so
my
this
sister,
is a gene that makes people who have it more susceptible to having cancer.
Exactly right, and it's genetically passed forward. You can't stop it; it happens. And so my sister got diagnosed this year, and she went in and found out that she had a tumor in her breast, and she went in for surgery. She urged them because I had go in twice and have more margins that taken
right.
out. She urged them to do it for her as well. And they didn't do it, so she ended up with two operations, one after the other. And during the second operation, my sister almost died on the table.
Mm.
And they didn't realize that
is
she had...
Younger, is she younger than you, Judith?
Yeah, she's 3 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
She's 3 years younger. And she told them that she was very sensitive to medications, but they couldn't figure out which one. And so during the operation, they gave her anesthesia and some other things. And they saw her laying on the table. Her heart stopped. Her heart stopped. Her eyes were open. Mm. And they had to resuscitate her. So... in the process, it's unbelievable that she made it through, but what happened is that it put her on red alert. They wanted her to go back in and have more things done, including having her ovaries taken out prophylactically, and mm-hmm. she's now in a place where she's not... They said that they would get 10 different doctors to weigh in on this so that she would feel safer, but she's still very nervous about
yeah,
it. And,
yeah,
you know, yeah.
She should not be put in a position like that. That's too cruel. So now three members of your family.
Three members of our family.
Can you find out about this gene? What do you have to do to find out if you're susceptible?
It's, you go to the doctor and they do a blood test, and out of the blood test, it's not really expensive, but it's like $400. It is so worth it.
Right.
They actually showed me my family history. They took me back and could see how far it went back. I don't know how they can do that, but it's they
right.
can tell how strong it is or not strong it is. And it's well worth going in
right.
and checking.
So, ladies, you're continuing to get checkups, right, Lois?
Yes, I am, and I had the BRCA test myself when I was first diagnosed because my sister died of melanoma. My mother had breast cancer, and I have two aunts that died of breast cancer.
Huh.
When I was tested for the BRCA gene, I didn't have it.
Hmm. Oh, my goodness.
So... It's a strange anomaly, really.
Right.
It definitely runs in my family, but when I got the results, I was doing the hallelujah dance because
mm-hmm.
I thought, you know, it's not that bad. It's not recurring, but it has been, and
yeah.
it continues to invade my family.
Mm-hmm. And Joan, it's all ages, right? I mean, young women, elderly women. It doesn't seem to be any respecter of age, does it?
Well, that's a very good point because my lump popped up when I was 39, and I kind of ignored it because I just figured I was too young to get cancer, which,
mm-hmm.
looking back on it, was stupid. But
you were believing the myth,
husband,
weren't you? Yeah.
Yes, but my husband was the one who pestered me and said, you need to get that checked out. And if he hadn't pestered me, who knows? I might
mm-hmm.
not even be here today.
No, exactly. So what is that? All right, so Joan, tell them the lesson from that. Preach. Do a little preaching here. Give her some testifying.
Well, no, it is true. I've heard, sadly enough, heard of many young women much younger than I who have had breast cancer. So you can't ignore these things. They need to get checked out. And if it's not cancer, wonderful. But if it is, there, you know, I know that many as you point out, many people die from breast cancer every year, but as we also are a testament to, there are many, many survivors and many, many new and wonderful treatments that they have now that we weren't even able to have back when we had our diagnoses, the three of us, just because things keep changing so often.
Well, you know, one of the things I'm going to say that maybe will encourage women to go ahead and get checked, a lot of breast cancer is in situ. It's not invasive. It's it's just something that they just remove. They do a lumpectomy. They know, as you said, Joan, they know so much more these days. So it's not like, oh my goodness, I feel a lump. You know, they'll take off half my body. I mean, it doesn't. There are all kinds of different scenarios, right?
That's right. That's right. And I think it was Judy who made the, I apologize, I'm not sure who made the excellent point that you need to go in and get clear margins wherever that cancer is.
I'm chagrined, Judith, to think that you had to, that your sister had to ask for that.
I know.
Yes.
That's very upsetting to me.
Well, yes, because she said, "Why don't you take extra anyway?" Because that's usually what happens. And they said, "No, we want to do it." That's what I don't understand.
Right.
I don't understand. But I will say that my daughter, who's now 41, went in and had her uterus taken out in a preventative way. Because she felt that this was important. She knew that it was in our family. She said, "I don't want to put myself at risk." And imagine Angelina Jolie, who went in and had a mastectomy, double mastectomy, and her ovaries taken out. A lot of women are getting in front of the curve.
I know a lady whose sister had breast cancer, bilateral, and she was in her 40s. She just went in and had a bilateral prophylactic mastectomy. You know, but the main thing I want to get across, ladies who are listening, please, and men, for your ladies, do like Ray did to Joan, pester them until they get it checked, do regular checks, get screened. It's too easy. It's not hard. It's not expensive. And don't be afraid. Cancer is not, it doesn't have to be the end. You got survivors here talking to you, folks. It's, there's just too much. We know too much. This doesn't have to be fatal. They're curing people all the time. Tintail, right back with these ladies after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.